She's a rich girl, she don't try to hide it. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes.
The singer in front is clearly Paul Simon. The singer's behind him, Ladysmith Black Mambazo. That is the song that brought Ladysmith Black Mambazo to a wider audience on Paul Simon's 1986 album Graceland. But the group was already well established in its native South Africa by then. It has been nominated for a Grammy Award for its first studio album in 5 years, Walking in the Footsteps of Our Fathers. It already has 4 Grammys. A tour takes Ladysmith Black Mambazo to Eugene's Wow Hall on January 27th. Albert Mazibuko has been with the group for more than 40 years. He joins us by phone. Albert, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Good morning, and it's good to
have
me.
It's very, very good to have you here. So you've been essentially with Ladysmith Black Mambazo only slightly less than Mick Jagger has been with the Rolling Stones. How much has the group changed around you in that time?
You know, I cannot say the group itself it changes, but the people, so some of them, they retire, some of them, they pass on. But the group is still Ladysmith Black Mambazo because we still keep the sound as it was, you know, from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Well, the singing aside, I mean, there's a whole wider story here, being that you're from South Africa. How much has your home country changed in that time?
Oh, our country has changed a lot, but for the better anyway. Because from that time and now, so it's a different country. So people do things differently, and then so we're happy for what our country has developed and it has become.
Ladysmith is the name of the town where the group started. Explain the rest of the name, if you would, please, Albert.
Ladysmith is our hometown. That's where Joseph Chavel was born and was also myself, and then we grew up in that area. So when Joseph Chavel, he formed his group, he said he wants people to know that where we're coming from. So because we grew up on the farm using these animals, to cultivate the land. So Joseph Chavalala, he used to be a leader of the black span of oxen. So he named his group. He said, "This is a Ladysmith Black Mambazo. That's where we're coming from." So the black span it symbolizes the powerful voices that we have, and then the Mambazo is the chopping axe. If you are living in the farm that where I grew up, it was very important to have a chopping axe because with it you will be able to, you know, chop down the trees and then build your house and then build your yoke. And also if you are walking in the thick forest, so you can pave the way. So he said, with our powerful voices, we will pave the way and build our future as we are from Ladysmith.
So much has changed, as we mentioned, in South Africa since the birth of the group. I mean, do you feel you played a part as Ladysmith Black Mambazo in the transition of South Africa to what it is today?
You know, we heard from the people that our music has been a great inspiration for them, including Dr. Nelson Mandela. He said our music, it was a great inspiration for him while he was in jail. So people, they said our music, it gives them hope, and then it also encourages them to solve their problems and then try to live peace with each other.
You mentioned that that Joseph Chavalala started the group. He just retired recently. Who leads the group in his departure?
So his sons, they are leading the group. It's 4 of them because they have been with the group for more than 20 years. So we gave it to them. We said, okay, take it, boys. We will guide you because we know how it goes.
Will anything change in the direction of Ladysmith Black Mambazo and its choices of music or venues to play or anything like that with Joseph Chavalala and his gone and his sons taking over?
No, there's nothing changes because we're trying all our best to follow the footsteps of Joseph Chavalala. And then so the sons, they are following the footsteps in his father. So there's nothing has changed. So we make sure that the music stays as it is.
Albert, how many singers in all in Ladysmith Black Mambazo?
Right now we are 9 of us.
It sounds like many more. I chuckle just a bit because it sounds like I say. Here's an example. Here from here's Long Walk to Freedom. All right, so here again, this is an example of how it sounds like a lot more than nine voices, but that really is just nine of you making all that sound together.
You know, it's amazing. You remind me of some instance that happened where we were only two, I was myself and Joseph. We sang against the group of ten people. So it was a competition, and then we won the competition because Joseph, he has a way and a magic of making the one voice sound many. So that's why you hear that it sounds like many people.
I understand that song is a tribute in part to Nelson Mandela. I mean, you mentioned that he had mentioned himself that he drew some inspiration from the music of Ladysmith Black Mombasa while he was in prison. But there must have been times in your own life when you thought you'd never see Mandela or anyone else of color lead South Africa.
You know, it was. I think we are a fortunate generation that we were fortunate enough to meet Mandela and sit beside him and then talk with him and then touch him and listen to him talking. It was amazing.
Albert Mazibuko is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, one of the older members, longer-standing members of Ladysmith Black Mombasa. He's been a member since 1969. They play January 27th in Eugene at the Wow Hall. I have to ask, Albert, what it was like making music at the time when the country was in upheaval, when apartheid was in place, when white people led the country, even though there was a black majority.
I think the music, it was only escape that we have because after you experience bad things happening around you, so when you sing, you have a hope and then you have a vision that someday things will be okay.
How long do you have to work on a song to get it just right?
You know, it depends. Some other songs, it takes about a month, some takes years, some takes only a few minutes. Some songs, you just go to the studio and then Joseph starts the song and then we join in the song. You know, the most the songs that they created like that, they used to be a big hit.
And are the songs written by members of the group? Are they traditional songs from your culture? I mean, where do they originate?
These are the songs written by Joseph Shabalala. Mm-hmm. He wrote the songs from the scratch.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like after a while, if you've been in the group for any amount of time, you just sort of know your role and where your voice goes in relation to all the others.
You know, it helps a lot when you are staying together as a group for the long time because you know each other. So when someone does something, so you already know how to join in.
So by the time you had sung with Paul Simon, the album came out in 1986, so this is a good 15, 16 years after you had joined the group. I mean, how far and wide, if at all, had you traveled before the Paul Simon revealing to the world?
You know, before we joined Paul Simon, and then we were already successfully around Southern Africa. We even been abroad. We went to Germany 3 times. We were invited there. And then the group was very successful there. But joining Paul Simon, so he opens a big gate. So he introduced us to the world stage.
What did you make of the things that were said at the time about Paul Simon? Some people thought it was great that he introduced Ladysmith Black Mombasa to a larger audience, but some people also criticized him for just sort of standing in front of Ladysmith Black Mombasa and taking all the credit.
You know, for us as a group, it was the dream come true for us, and then it was a great opportunity that we were able to, you know, take this message and tell the world what is happening in South Africa. I think Paul Simon, he did a very good job to take the South African musician because he gave them the world stage where they will tell the people what is going on there. So the people, they will pay attention and then see what is bad. And then so they rose up and then they fought against apartheid until we gained our freedom.
Was Ladysmith Black Mambazo itself ever stridently or boldly political, or did you just do what you were doing and hope the message would get across?
You know, we do it in a tricky way. If you listen, some people don't who understand our language, so there is a lot of songs that where we sing that we tell what is going on, but we tell in the, you know, the secret way. Like this song you just played, that Long Walk to Freedom, it has some English relics and some Zulu lyrics. In some Zulu lyrics, and then it says some other things, somebody who doesn't speak our language cannot hear, but he only hear the part of the song. Ladies with Black Mambazo address all the situation, what was happening in South Africa, but in a way that it bring people together instead of dividing them.
Let's get an example of some more music and some good feelings here in a piece called Because I Love You. There's a whole lot going on in there vocally. I mean, what are all those sounds language, or are some of them just sounds?
This is a story that is talking about love, that somebody that who loved me so much, even though I didn't love that person, but he loved me until I realized that how beautiful his love or her love is to me, and then I started to love him or her back.
Oh, there's a lot of feeling in there, isn't there?
Yes.
So I'm just amazed at the list of people you've performed with besides Paul Simon. I mean, you had Stevie Wonder, Sarah McLachlan, Melissa Etheridge, Josh Groban, Emmy Lou Harris, Dolly Parton.
You know, it has been wonderful of performing with all those people you just mentioned, because it's always joyful. And then something that I learned, and then I didn't know, that the musician, they have one thing in common. They want to make people happy and make people stronger, and trying to make this world of ours to be a beautiful, you know, place to live in.
Do you feel that when you're on stage? Do you feel that you're making the world a beautiful place when you perform?
You know, there's something that I'll tell you, the secret. When I'm on stage, that's where I'm living in my own world. That's I live so happy. So every time when I'm on stage, I don't think of another thing except that I'm enjoying the music. That's what I do.
Are there any people you haven't performed with yet that you'd like to perform with, or any places you haven't been yet that you'd like to go to, other than Eugene, of course?
You know, I think it's always joyful to go to the places. You go back to the place that you have been, in some new places. But I think in the world, maybe it's only one or two, three places that we haven't been, but we have been around the world, and then we enjoy everywhere.
So you have four Grammys and 17 nominations already. Is it still an honor to be nominated for another Grammy Award?
Working in the footsteps of our fathers, this is wonderful to be nominated again. And then we said, wow, this is great. This is wonderful.
So, Albert, for you, how much longer will you stay with Ladysmith Black Mambazo?
I will stay with Ladysmith Black Mambazo until I'm 100 years old.
And how's your voice holding up?
My voice is still good. My voice is wonderful. You know, sometimes when I'm talking to someone over the phone, he said, when I tell how old I am, they said, no, you are not. I said, okay. So the voice, it sounds very good. I think my voice is still fresh.
How old are you now, if you're going to stay into 100?
I'm 69 now.
69. Okay. Wow. You were very young when you joined the group, weren't you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, it certainly looks joyous. Is it still fun to you?
Oh, yes. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we'll talk again, we hope, or at least get to see you again in performing with Ladysmith Black Mambazo. Albert Mazibuko has been with the group since 1969. They play January 27th at the WOW Hall in Eugene. Albert, very much a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
You're very welcome. welcome. Thank you very much.
Okay, I'm doing the closing credits a little early because I want to get out of the way of the music. We do have a clip. We're going to play a little bit of Because I Love You as we go out here. And I just want to thank Emily Cureton for producing the show and for co-hosting the first half hour of the show. We got some engineering help from Darnell Willison today. And as we leave, we say thank you and goodbye with Because I Love You.
Because I love you.
I want to sing you songs.
Because I love you.
Because I love you. Because I love you. Because I love you. Because I love you. Take care of you.
Because I love you. Because I love you.